Blog Talk Radio.
This is why we like Derek Jeter and we don't like Barry Bonds, for example, you know.
Well, and I definitely appreciate that point, but here's one take to this is that, and again, until you see it live, because see that's why when it actually did happen live, it was almost as if I didn't even. It was shocking just because you just didn't expect it. You couldn't have been prepared. That's why when I posted, I almost fell out my chair. Literally, I almost fell out my chair, because again, if it was. Like I say, if it was in the context of, between you and Kobe, who do you think the best is? Of course LeBron's going to say, but this is not WCW with Ric Flair, right? This is not Mr. Perfect. This is anybody, that's a different venue a little bit. And even the most flamboyant NBA stars have never just outright, especially in a finals press conference of any kind. I started looking back. I've never heard Kobe or Jordan or anybody just, like that. And now to your other point in regards to the context of it, it didn't really answer the question. It did kind of seem that this was something he was wanting to say. No matter what type of questions it was going to come up, he was just looking for an opportunity to say just that the way he said it. And that, and again, that's why, in my show points is just a matter of there's reasons why LeBron is just not well liked, and this is a little bit out there, like you said. But besides that, but guess what? He is the best player in the world. Again, there's no conjecture in regards to that. The man had 40 points, and he had a triple double, right?
But yeah, he's the second one in the finals.
Second one in the finals. He is having the best finals probably ever, even better than Jordan. But here's the thing. Him making that statement opens up all kind of wounds, and I posted this earlier. Okay, well, what happened with Dallas then? Y'all are up 3-1. What happened, San Antonio the second time around?
And the cramps.
Cramp gate. I posted that too. All these little things all of a sudden is like, well, how it overshadows those things, but now it brings it back up to say, okay, well, why – are you in your fifth finals and you might really be about to go 2-6? If that makes any sense.
Two and four, I guess it would be, but yeah.
Well, two and four, what I'm saying. Six finals appearances, 2 wins, 2-4. So, again, this is one of those deals where, man, I just, like I say, it was just surprising to me. And again, it almost puts him out there to where he can't stay in Cleveland again, can he? Can he leave? And that's why I posted that earlier. It's like he's putting himself in he's digging himself a hole, right?
I mean, this is a different age. I'm old enough to remember Wilt Chamberlain, and I like to mention him a lot because, to me, he was the best I ever saw. And but I could never imagine him coming out like that, because considering how many times he got to the finals and lost, he was actually fairly humble about that. And but the guy did things that I'd never seen and still have never seen since. You realize that he scored 60 points in a game something like 20 times in his career. Nobody else has done it more than once.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like I said, when you start stacking people, and I think Jordan even had an interview somewhere, it's like it's hard to compare eras because you never had one player actually matched up against another player. I mean, you can't really, up to a point,
right.
All you can do is match up stats. Now, again, though, if you're matching up stats alone, well, and then, of course, the most important stat, ring, most people would be like, well, that's how it should stand. But again, LeBron made a big deal in Miami talking about not one, not two, not three, not four, not five,
yeah.
Not six.
Like, I'll get back to you.
and now it's like, okay, well, now he had, he left and he's coming back to give one to Cleveland. But what if he's one and done in Cleveland and he leaves Cleveland a second time and he basically lied to people saying he wanted to come back to win a championship and then he doesn't even stay. And he's the best player in the world. And then where is he going to go next? Go ahead.
He's digging a very big hole for himself. I almost think that he's kind of boxed in, because if he does leave, my God, I mean, the amount of noise he got the first time is going to be nothing compared.
Oh, man. I mean, Douglas, the space-time continuum will implode on himself if he and like I said, he signed a 1-year contract. He has to opt out. You got the new TV contract coming up. He's really going to be trying to push for $40 million a year or something stupid. He wants to be a billion-dollar player.
Gilbert's not going to pay him that much.
I don't see Gilbert paying him that much. I don't think so either. Not after this. I mean, and it's not, like I said, it's not one of those things where it's somebody's fault or another, you know, all the injuries and everything like that. But injuries are part of the game, quote, unquote. But I don't think Love is going to stay. I don't think they can keep Tristan. Truth be told, and Kyrie's going to be by himself again all of a sudden. So
Thompson's
he has injuries.
Asking for the moon. He's already said he's asking for the moon.
And I won't blame him. He deserves it. So
he might be able to get it.
He might be able to get it. I think
the American way. Yeah.
I just think, like I said, you know, there's certain things sometimes when you know stuff, you know, you let your actions speak for themselves. But, you know, and somebody on one of the sports networks used the word arrogance. And like I said, there's certain points where arrogance is good, but most of the time that's in the field of play. When you put it in the public eye and when you put it, when it was just so, like I said, this is not news just because. It's news because it's news, you know. And it's just, like I said, it was just like, yeah, you know, what else is LeBron going to do? But, hey, you're the best player in the world. Why didn't you score 65 points? That would have won you the game. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was the same thing. Chamberlain always heard that, too. It's like, nobody can stop you, man. How could you ever lose?
you know, average 50 points a game for a season. What's the deal, you know?
Yeah.
But when you throw it out there that you are this person, well, maybe there's an expectation level that just got risen. Because you said it, you know, and somehow
year,
or another.
Just to point out, now you mentioned that he averaged 50 points a game for a season. You know that he also averaged 30 rebounds a game that season.
Rebounds, yes. Yeah, so people forget about that. And I'm like, 30. If there's not, you can't even fathom it. And we could always say the competition, blah, 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 but 30 rebounds is 30 rebounds in a game. Average?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid crazy. And that will never happen again, for sure, for sure.
What about Oscar Robertson, average a triple-double for an entire season.
And, you know, a lot of people compare LeBron to an extent between Magic and Oscar as far as his skill set and things of that nature, and now he's changing his skill set to fit the needs of the team, and that's all well, fine, and good to a point. However, you know, you're the best in the world. Where are you in the fourth?
That was always the knock against.
It was always a knock against them, and it's rearing its ugly head again, and it's like, okay, well, you don't trust anybody. I'm like, but how can y'all not trust nobody? I mean, you have some players on that team to where you can hold for a little bit more than 24 seconds. That's how long LeBron, you know, missed, I think it was, when they took him out the right before the second half and going into the third quarter, and you don't trust your team enough. And we don't want to talk about the Mozgov playing thing. Blatt is just being out coached right now. But is this? I just look at it from the standpoint of for 7 years in Cleveland, he couldn't get nobody to come to Cleveland. Then and him being the best, he goes to Miami, wins 2 out of 4, and then get basically trounced by the Spurs. Goes to Cleveland. Wasn't expected to make the finals the first year, but somehow it happened. And so now that they're there, with all the crazy stuff that's happened, but you're there now. And I just don't think that him losing this series, and we keep saying he usually is the same, him. I mean, he's had some press conferences where he just outright said, you know, we really don't have enough to make any changes. I'm like, that's almost something like technically at worst a coach would say, but the player really shouldn't be kind of throwing it out there that you don't think that you have enough players to put in there to match up against the other team.
I mean, we do like our heroes larger than life because, I mean, if you're a baseball fan, if when I was a kid, you'd read about Babe Ruth and what he used to do and the way he did. And it's a true story. I mean, he pointed at right field as if to say, watch the next pitch, bro. And then he put it out there, you know.
Action speed.
And we like Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson was kind of like Babe Ruth the later day, you know. And
you have players in different sports that, you know, when Derek Jeter, of course, back in baseball again, and you had just the players who would shine in different parts of the season and things of this nature, and we remember them because they performed, you know. And we don't, like I said, at a point, you don't mind a little bit of talking. Sometimes you have to have a little bit of talking. But, hey, Tim Duncan has never said anything to anybody in doggone 20 years, and he has 5 rings. And he's probably the best power forward of all doggone time, right?
Tim Duncan, it's like, Tim Duncan to me is just like Bill Russell was. I mean, just quiet, do your business, and let them talk about you. And that's,
yeah,
11 rings, you ain't going to ever beat that.
No, definitely not. So, well, final thoughts, Doug. I do appreciate you calling in, first caller of the night. Any other thoughts you have on the finals? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Or do you got any bits and pieces of Hawk talk? I know tonight's topic was LeBron, but you can throw in some Hawks if you wish. I know we got some people working out.
There's not much to say about the Hawks right now. I think we're all talking about, I think we're waiting until the finals are over, and then that will be the focus. You know, who are we going to draft? You know, when is Eddie Tavares? Are we going to get a look at that man this summer? I really hope so. That guy could be incredible, or he could just be a total, you know, total bust. We have no idea.
Well, I don't know if you got to listen to my last show, but I put it out there, and I think I did post it on Facebook. The Atlanta Hawks in 1983 have drafted 6 center, and the only ones who've actually played for the team: Chris Lauderdale, John Conkak, Al Horford.
Yeah.
Arvydas Sabonis
was
one of the people. Hey, Arvydas Sabonis was one of the centers we drafted, though. Get that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got Walter kind of waiting in the wings. The other one, Keith Benson, was the other guy. Okay? So that's our draft history in regards to center. Yeah. And so I made the point, and I'll let you go. It's a matter of when you draft people, if you're not willing to develop them and let them play, you never know what you have. It's all conjecture. So, you know, I like using that word because it's an important word. But at the end of the day, we need to let one of these guys play. And even though Mozgov just got taken off the court, but that wasn't because he couldn't play. That's because Black took him off the court, and really that's partially the reason they lost. The Atlanta Hawks needs another player to change possession. The number of possessions that the Hawks give up is too many when they're not hitting shots. It's a weakness.
Yeah.
We have to fix it, Donald. We got to. And I believe this guy's going to be the guy to do it.
I think Tavares is the guy. I mean, I posted in the past footage of Wilt Chamberlain when he was at Kansas. And the way that guy was just everywhere all at once. I mean, just everything the guy threw up, he wouldn't just block a shot. He would just snatch it right out of the air and direct it to a teammate.
Yeah.
He was just unreal.
And you have to want to do it. The reason that Thompson is such a good player is he wants to do it. Everybody doesn't want to rebound. Everybody doesn't want to block out. Everybody doesn't want to do the things that are necessary to be a good rebounder. And he doesn't really shot block, but you have to want to get in someone's face to block a shot. I know that because I've always been the tallest person when I'm on the court most of the time. You have to want to do it. You can't be worried about getting dunked on. You can't be worried about getting hurt. You have to be thinking about, I have to stop this shot. And all the footage I've seen of Walter thus far, he likes to do it.
Yeah.
And so put him on the floor, hey, let him do it.
Killer instinct, that's what we used to call that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see that guy coming in there. Chamberlain had it, and Michael Jordan definitely had it at the guard position. And I'll say one thing for LeBron, because I think a lot of people dump on him, and I do believe he is a great athlete. And I'll never forget that quarter against the Pistons when he just basically took over the game, just scored every point on the floor, something like 28 in a row, something like that. It was just outstanding. Yeah. I said, man, this guy is a throwback to the old days. But,
oh, yeah. I remember that game.
And that was in the playoffs.
Exactly. Well, like I said, I want to see how this turns out. It's the most interesting decade of basketball probably ever. You know, just of all the twists and turns and things of that nature. And like I said, when you're talking about that word legacy in the NBA, you know, everybody's shooting for – you know, a particular standard. And from the very beginning, of course, he did. But it's not turning out anywhere near what he probably imagined. Now, yes, and someone wanted to say, well, is going to five finals a failure? I'm like, no, unless you make statements otherwise. Because, you know, going to five finals is not the same as winning five finals. And we know how hard it is to get to them. There's people, that's why I mentioned the thing about the Hawks. There's going to be players on the Hawks team that are never going to get to a chance to go to the finals again. The ECF team was their only shot. That's just what it is. Some of the players, not all of them, of course, but some of them, that's going to be their only shot, you know. So
yeah,
it's hard to do. It's hard, you know. But, again, it's just one of those deals where six rings is six rings. 11 rings is 11 rings, right? And
yeah.
He's
eight of them in a row.
Pedestal. Yeah, he's the king. See, again, I think it's the moniker. You know, like you said, you want people to have some kind of humbleness about them. And when you're labeled as the king and you don't have any royal blood actually in you, it's something.
That's about a wrestling, you know. Yeah, how many wrestlers call themselves the king? I mean, you had Jerry Lawler, you had Harley Race.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jerry the King
and
Lawler.
It's kind of
there,
a joke,
too.
You know, but it's you kind of expect that out of those guys because it's all about bragging, you know. But Muhammad Ali was the only guy I ever saw who said he was the greatest and then went out and proved it.
Yeah. And in boxing, that's another sport where you do have that fanfare, the you know, everything is outlandish up to a point, things of that nature. But we know that's critical to that sport because it is what it is. You only have but so many major fights or major, you know, events happening per year. With the NBA, it's almost all year round.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
tennis,
it's
you ever follow tennis, Chris? I mean, the greatest players that I ever saw play, I've played tennis myself as well, but the greatest players I've ever seen know that no matter how many wins you pile up, there's always that ball can take some funny bounces and you can And the margin between defeat and victory is not all that big in tennis. So those guys tend to be kind of humble. You look at Roger Federer as the best I ever saw play.
Yeah,
he's as humble as anybody.
Federer's kind of, I guess, slowed down or whatnot. I've watched him, you know, probably in his heyday and right before, you know, before that, of course, the years of Agassi and Sampras and whatnot. I've watched tennis up to a point. Last few years I haven't, I won't lie. But you definitely are right. There's some players there that are almost unbeatable, but you don't see them going around, hey, I'm the best in the world. And you know, tennis is definitely a worldwide sport. And you just can't imagine just someone kind of, you know, even with Agassi and all what he was doing, he was never like, you know, too over the top, I guess you could say. Because like you said, that narrow margin is very narrow. So, like I said, it's up to a point, you know, of course there's the LeBron fans that no matter where he goes, they're going to follow. But the pure basketball fan, I just think a lot of people were taken back, you know, just the context of it, just his whole, just the mannerism of it all, and just, like I said, it, him being, you know, the best and him stating it. And I joked, I said, at least he didn't say it in third person. You know, because it just got weird, like, really quick. And it's like if they lose game six, it's going to get weirder. And again, when he walks down that tunnel, just like he did, you know, after that last game Miami played last year, is that going to be the final game he plays in Cleveland for the second time? And where will he go?
Yeah, and we may have the answer to that very soon, within another month. It's quite interesting. As for tomorrow night's game, I think they are looking at a big hole. I mean, they're only one day rest, 3-hour difference in time already, you know, because of the flight. And they're facing – I don't know what Blatt was thinking taking Mozgov out of there. Like, I knew
I
he thought Mozgov was slowing him down.
I know what he thought. And it almost would make sense up to a point, except the fact that Mozgov had 28 doggone points. If he had just played enough to where he had 12 points, Cleveland might have won the game. You know,
he was a presence.
I mean, like I said, when it comes down to it, it's a matter of yes, you can have a team make changes to fit what they want to do, but at the same time, you have to have confidence in what you're doing to an extent and make them have to adjust as well.
And Curry's not going to get in the lane with Mozgov in there. He's not going to be able to penetrate the lane and get those easy layups with Mozgov under there. That's the thing. I mean, they knew they were giving that up. So they said that we got to have enough speed to run with Golden State or they're going to run us right out of here. That's what I saw at the beginning of Game 5. And that Blatt made the decision, you know what, I can't. They don't have Bogut in there. I'm not going to put Mozgov in there. Let's see if we can run with them, you know, with a smaller lineup.
Yeah, it backfired. And, again, is it one of those deals where you've got to let the tallest player on the other side do something? You don't know what it'll do, but, again, shaving, like you said, some penetrations might not happen. Let them just shoot jumpers.
Del Vadova is good enough to go. I don't think that guy can play four quarters at that kind of pace. He's going to be dead tired.
No.
And don't they have a guy named Joe Harris?
I'm not the only one. I'm like, that dude can actually play a little bit. He can shoot. I've seen him in college.
Yeah.
He can play. He can play. I mean, I heard the Matrix is a little bit hurt or whatever. But, you know, James Jones didn't do anything. Mike did hit a three. Good for him. But again, J.R. Smith shot out, you know, and, you know, Shumpert was a contributor, but he can't do that for no 48 minutes either, you know. So, again, it's one of those deals where you could have maybe put Joe in there and maybe put Brendan Haywood in there for a second, you know.
Maybe. He's like, we sat Jenkins too much. The Hawks sat Jenkins way.
Don't get me started on my man Johnny Cash. I can go for 3 hours.
Yeah,
on that.
And John Seth both. You know.
Exactly. Well, I do appreciate it. I'm gonna go ahead and see what we got.
All right,
calls,
man. Thanks a lot.
But definitely, we'll be watching the game tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, I will be there. Thank you, bro.
All right, man. Take care.
Right.
Wow, that was an amazing first call. Let me go ahead and give. A hand there for opening up the show like that. We hit a lot of different points, and we actually hit some of them that I was going to mention later in regards to, of course, LeBron James, and we mentioned a lot of just pure basketball. So that's the reason that, you know, another reason, like I said, I do this show is because you have different opinions, things of that nature. And he brought up some old school points. He brought up, you know, Oscar Robertson. He brought up Bill Russell, Chamberlain, people of this nature in regards to their contribution to the game of basketball in general and how great they really were. I mean, they've done stuff that still has not been repeated, not even gotten close, really. And, it was a different era. You know, it wasn't as much publicity as you have now. Of course, you didn't have the internet back then. My goodness, if you had the internet when Will Chamberlain was playing, think about that, y'all. You know? But as dominant as Wilt Chamberlain was, as dominant as Oscar was, and you know, these players, you never had anything in print or TV or whatnot as far as how they perceived themselves. Again, they let their work and actions speak for them. And again, I'm still trying to find it. I can't find anything where Mike Jordan ever said it. Not like what we did, like we saw Sunday night. I've never seen it. Kobe, not even Kobe. With his crazy commercials and everything, right? Jumping over cars, right? 646-652-4479. Now, let me check the chat room. Even though, you know what? My headache is gone, y'all. I said I was going to take some longer breaks, but I might not even do that. But I guess I do need to take one break. Before I do, definitely visit Innovative Enterprises Worldwide on Facebook. If you are someone through time and you need help developing a business plan, you need help on how to get your business license, and there's all the ins and outs of actually putting a company together from scratch, call 305-204-1826. That's 305-204-1826. Or visit the Facebook page, Innovative Enterprises Worldwide. That's what you type in to pull it up. And you can get some help starting your own company. So in the meantime, I'm going to take a break, first break of the show. It is midnight. It's a midnight break, midnight hour. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back. Hey, everyone, this is Chris. I am Team Worldwide Radio back on the air. After the midnight break, it is now officially June 16th. The month is just rolling on. I want to give a shout-out to who actually created that particular track called Never Break. You can visit the company website, Illit Records. That's ILLIT.com. Check them out. They've done a lot of work for actually well-known artists, actually. But you got to check them out to find out who. I want to give a quick shout-out to one of my Twitter followers. And you know what? I've never actually tried to pronounce his name in public, so I'm going to try it. He'll tell me if I'm right or not. Yuri. I'm not going to try his last name, but he is someone who actually pays attention a lot to sports in general, but definitely Atlanta sports. He's an Atlanta Everything fan, but definitely the Hawks. He's a Hawks fan. You can check him out on Twitter. Yuri ATL44. That's spelled Y as in yogurt, U as in umbrella, R as in Robert, I as in igloo, Y as in yogurt, ATL404. Check him out. He's listening to the show, so I'm shouting him out right now. Tonight's show, LeBron is the best player in the world. He is. We read the show notes. So tonight, we will discuss the NBA Finals, upcoming draft, free agency, and more. What did you think about Game 5? What did you think about the press conference after? Did LeBron finally go full retard? What did I say? Retard, that's what I said. Okay, my bad. What do you think of when you hear someone is the best at something? Doesn't matter the sport, football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf. How do you feel about them civilly engaged in their sport? Are they the best player on the field, the court, the course, larger than life, invincible? There are particular reasons why LeBron James gets the most criticism of any athlete ever. We will talk about a few of them. Join in, whether or not you're a LeBron fan or not, Warriors fan, Cavs fan, Atlanta fan, call in, tune in, 646-652-4479. Let me check the chat room. Let me give you an example. Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, y'all, used to be the best golfer on the planet Earth, and everybody knew it. I don't ever recall, with all the EA Sports and Tag Heuer and Buick, I don't ever remember Tiger Woods ever saying he's the best golfer in the world. That's something that you probably remember hearing him say, don't you think? Seriously? Pete Sampras, we'll use tennis. Douglas Stokes mentioned tennis. I know I never heard Pete Sampras say he's the best player in the world. At a certain point in time, he was the most dominant player on the face of the planet Earth and probably the moon and Mars, okay? That's just what it was. But you never heard him say it. He knew it. He probably thought it all the time. But in a press conference, in the finals, the most important games all together for me, this is personally, if someone asks, well, you know, everybody compared Jordan and Kobe and you, LeBron. Of the three of y'all, who do you think is the best? And if LeBron says, well, I believe I'm the best player in the world, fine, cool. And right now he is. But that wasn't the question. And if I get time, I'm going to see if I can pull it up. And actually, doggone it, I'm going to make time and see if I can I don't know if you'll I don't know if I'll be able to get it to where my fans will hear it. Let's see. I actually had a typing sound effect at one point. Let me see. I don't have it anymore. Yeah, I don't have it. So let's see. Oh, here it is. Let's see if I can do this for y'all.
You got some injuries opposed to previous years?
Nah. I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
Okay. So, I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to play it, but y'all might not be able to hear it.
Just
But the question was, wow, looks like I have some technical difficulties. Let's see if I can keep the show going. It looks like my whole studio and my computer and everything just crashed on me. That is excellent. But the question was, do you feel less pressure? See, I can't even stop this. IMTM Worldwide Radio is still on the air, still going. See if we can keep this going until I can get everything reset. And there we go. Whew, that's loud. IMTM Worldwide Radio is still on the air. Call in 646-652-4479. We'll see if we can reset the show and reboot everything. And hopefully everything is still recording. And hopefully we're still alive. We'll see. We'll find out, right? The question was, do you feel less pressure because of what you went through previously with Cleveland in regards to the, you know, quote-unquote said lack of talent, things of that nature or whatever, going into these games here? That was the question. And so here, again, LeBron's response, talking about how he's confident and he's the best player in the world. Again, I just think it was just something that he wanted to say. He was prepared to say it. He just didn't know when he was going to say it, and he took that moment in time to say it while he's sipping on Sprite. Okay, tell you what. Like I said, it was just the shock of hearing it, and you just never – and maybe, okay, well, now maybe everybody's going to start saying it. You're going to have John Wall saying he's the best point guard in the world in third person and stuff, like he was trying to do in the Eastern Conference semifinals. He was trying to do it. He was dismissive of the Hawks and the whole nine yards, right? Right. You have other players that have tendencies to, you know, have done it, could have almost done it. Charles Barkley could have did it a whole bunch. He's never even done that, right? So just to hear it out loud, it was different. It was. And then again, it's the whole scenario of where they are in the series right now. They are down 3-2. They're down 3-2. And when you're offsetting this whole thing with I'm the best player in the world, again, my first thought was why y'all down 3-2. That was my first thought. As soon as he said, after I got out of, you know, off the floor, after I fell out my chair, this the first thought I had was, why y'all down 3-2? You're the best in the world. I don't care if the whole starting lineup was hurt and you're still on the floor, you're still the best player in the world. Well, all right then. You need to be scoring 75 points a game, son. It is what it is. It is what it is. Because, again, we're talking about value added and things of that nature. People want to say, well, when Jordan left the second time, his team still made it to the Eastern Conference Finals the next year type of a deal. When LeBron left Cleveland, they went into the tank. And when he leaves them the second time, they're going to be in the tank. All right, I'm going to cut off that video because that's probably why it crashed. LeBron James made my whole show crash. Doggone it. Horrible. So hopefully I'm still recording. 646-652-4479. Let's see. Once my board comes back up, let's see if we're still on the air. I can't tell. We'll find out in a second. Again, it's a subject that's in the news. It wouldn't be talked about if it wasn't newsworthy for sure, which is why I wanted to do a show on it. And, hey, I'm still on the air. Ain't that excellent? Anyway, 646-652-4479. Hopefully my co-host might be able to call in, Ms. Sandra Maddox. Let me see if I can sneak a little post in on her and see if she's even, you know, available and up and about. I know she's had a busy day. Let's see. Little message for my co-host. If you hadn't heard, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide and scroll down a couple of shows and you'll see Introduction of Sandra Maddox. She is my co-host for IMTM Worldwide Radio. But he's out there handling business, and so I'm accommodating as far as that goes because I need her. So until she's able to leave her schedule, she'll be in from time to time, and hopefully before the series is over, we'll be able to get her on the show. But big shout out to Sandra Maddox, but I have to mess with her sometimes, just for the principle of it all. So Douglas did kind of mention a little bit of Hawks. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, if you're any kind of fan, who do you think you're going to get in the draft? I know the Hawks are bringing in some players now to work out. A lot of people looking at that Sam Decker guy. There's other people who've been mentioned. A lot of people keep talking the whole Frank the Tank thing. Now, if you're a part of the Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook fan page, shout out to Carlos. You already know my thoughts about Frank the Tank. I've done plenty of jokes. You've read them all. I'm still up in the air as far as what we're going to do with that draft pick right now until I do see a little bit more footage from some of these other players. From what I've seen, what they've listed as far as the players that they're going to work out, it's one of those deals where, okay, does this mean that you're definitely letting Paul Millsap go? Does this mean you're definitely going to sign a center or a big guy, the rim and rebound and score? And does this mean that Walter's coming over? Because the people that they're supposed to be working out, none of them are, you know, big. And the one that's a power forward, I mean, he's a college power forward, which might as well mean he's a point guard in the NBA nowadays, okay? Just being real, all right? So, again, and then also because of the, I think they're supposed to be working out like three guards, shooting guards or point guards. So I'm like, okay, so who's the odd man out? Are we, you know, is Matt gone? You know, are you trading Dennis or Jeff for that matter? What are you doing? You know, if you're looking at wings, I'm like, okay, well, oh, what, you don't think you're going to keep Junkyard either? You know, you got to keep Seth just by the principle of it and Bae. So, you know, like I said, I'm trying not to get too iffy about stuff because I just think you need to keep this core together. This is the best opportunity that the Hawks have as far as the Eastern Conference because, one, Paul George is not no given factor right now, and neither is the rest of that team. West, Older, Hibbert is still trash, right? The Celtics, as good as they play, they're not going to be a top-tier team, you know. And Washington, Toronto, So who else? Miami, maybe, you know. But at the end of the day, it has to beat everybody in the East with our injuries and resting people. Again, Hawks could have easily won 68 games this year. You know, so with these people that are working out, getting back on topic, you know, what does that mean for free agency if they don't have a literal GM? So that's what worries me, too. Who, you know, is it Bud for real? You know, I want to see all this worked out really quick. So hopefully the finals will end on Tuesday. We can get the going. 646-652-4479. Definitely call in. Thank you for everyone who is listening right now. I definitely do appreciate that. Definitely spread the word. BlogTalkRadio.com / INTM Worldwide. That's image and married, 2 M's, INTM Worldwide. And check out the show. Let people know. When the NBA season ends, there will be a little bit of a transition as far as shows. I will be doing a little bit more baseball, of course. You know, NFL, you know, summertime training camps, all that kind of stuff is coming up. I will be talking a little bit more WNBA, Atlanta Dream fans. I will help y'all out on that. But I also will start transitioning into some of my business programs, economy programs, lifestyle programs as well. Again, I do two-hour shows now. So there's going to be some opportunities to hear some different topics, things of that nature. I will have guests on in particular fields. So be looking out for that. Again, blogtalkradio.com / IMPM Worldwide. LeBron is the best player in the world. What do you think about his statement telling everybody he's the best player in the world? Call in 646-652-4479. Let me check the chat room. Oh, you know what? I got to relaunch the chat room too. And thank you, everyone, for holding on to me. Hopefully, I didn't lose too many listeners when everything shut down. I should have thought about that when I tried to play the press conference for y'all, because I've been having some issues, technical difficulties with my systems as of late. And so it definitely solidifies the fact that I need to get a replacement. It's a brand new brand new piece of equipment, too, practically. It's 3 months old, and it's giving me issues, so I will be taking this back. But LeBron James made his statement. Everybody, if you're in the chat room, definitely hit me up. I'm online now. LeBron James made his statement. And like I said, I was taken back. I mean, I've been watching basketball since, shoot, the early 80s, basically. So, again, that's just one of those things where you kind of would know if someone has said something like that before, you know, especially in that kind of venue, that format, you know. So, like I said, it was just surprising, and like I said, I didn't think it was necessary. I mean, he knows he's almost averaging a triple-double in the finals. He's averaging over 35 points a game in the finals. Double digits and rebounds in the finals, we all know. But he, like I said, well, like I said, I should say, I think he's dug himself a tremendous hole now to where, since you did make the finals, you really needed to win. If anything, if LeBron does decide to stay. And so, you know, like I said, if he stays, that could change people's ideas about wanting to leave. But what if Love and Tristan still don't stay? If LeBron stays, then what? Who's he left with besides Kyrie? Well, away. And again, we're talking about free agency. We're talking about draft picks. They're not going to be drafting anybody anytime soon, right? So then it's about money. Will they actually be able to replace what's needing to be replaced for them to be contenders? Will Cleveland ever have a better shot than now to win a championship with LeBron if he decides to stay? What if LeBron signs another year contract and then in 2016 signs the multi-year deal, right? But what if they are not able to piece together, money or not? Again, the pieces have to fit. Then this whole Coach Black thing, I just don't see how that's sustainable, truth be told, right? 646-652-479, call-in number. Thanks again for Douglas for calling in, being the first caller tonight. Had a great discussion. I really do appreciate that. And thanks for all the listeners, wherever you might be. I know Matthew Blanch is out there in Australia. I know he listens to the show on a regular basis. And I think we have some people from the Philippines that listen. Also from, I think, Nigeria. And I'm going to start trying to break some ground in Canada, because I met someone today in Canada. And a couple other places. I'm just expanding. Germany. I almost forgot about Germany. But shout out to everyone out there. Just increasing the listeners of the show. It's not the easiest thing in the world. Again, I have a lot going on. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later, of course. Actually, I guess this is a good time as any, almost the bottom of the hour before I go to my next break. Going to be shooting a film in Atlanta. Can't tell you the title or anything like that. They also want to do a pilot, a TV pilot in behind it. So within the next few months, I'll be in Atlanta to do that. So excited about that. And if you want to know more, you know, I haven't even posted casting information on my site, which is kind of crazy. I don't know why I didn't do that. Go to imtmworldwide.com, and you'll see my website there and all the stuff that I've done and doing, I guess, current tense. For those who are trying to have some kind of start within the entertainment industry, it's something that I did for a long time. And then a few years ago, I basically took a break to concentrate on personal projects, and then had a big family matter. Most of y'all know my dad son had cancer and whatnot. So I'm just now kind of getting back into it a little bit. I have one main client who I'm working with and doing a lot of work with that person. I'm very privileged to have a chance to work with her. And I have a new person that I'm working with who is about to move to Atlanta. So I'm excited about that. So if you're someone who is trying the opposite word, you don't have what's needed to try to do stuff, that means you need it, period, right? If you don't have it, you don't know how to do it, that means you need it. Then you need to go to www.intmworldwide.com and ask some questions on whether or not you're trying to pursue things on the modeling end, acting, music, any other behind-the-scenes industry aspects of things. If you're going to be in business, you're going to put yourself out there as a talent, you have to compete. Otherwise, what are you doing? That's just point blank what it is. Call the business line, 305-204-1826, to ask more questions in regards to that. Definitely go visit the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and check it out. Like I said, I'll be in Atlanta pretty frequently from now on the rest of the year for Mother. So be looking out for me, especially if you're a Hawks fan. Hopefully I'll be getting season tickets this year. We'll see how that works out. So I'm going to go on a break. It is the bottom of the hour. And hopefully we'll get a couple more calls before the end of the night, 646-652-4479. If you listen, don't be shy. Go ahead and call in. LeBron James is the best player ever. Call in. IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet, but definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice, please don't get it twisted. If you miss it, turn on the television. To end a 1079, get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLEGT, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwelled. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
INTELLEGT.
WWLECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated, 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, either live radio, MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
Chris, I am TM Worldwide Radio, back on the air. You know, I forgot that I had written in a lyric about my old high school in that song. Maybe I haven't listened to my own stuff in a while. I don't know. Shout out to Class of 94, Kendrick Cherokees in Columbus, Georgia. By the way, hopefully there might be in the city of Columbus listening besides people in Atlanta and Miami and New York, and I think maybe one person in Detroit, and a few other people. Starting to kind of do some local promo of the show here in the city. I'm thinking about doing an on-location somewhere one night. I have to kind of work out the logistics, but we'll see. I have to get in the studio again one of these days, y'all. Anyway, 646-652-4479. Before I get started, definitely it's 2015. It's not the easiest thing to do nowadays in regards to maintaining what you have. If you're earning a certain amount of money, it's not enough most of the time. So that being said, money, money, money. Money counts. Money is important. Money matters, right? So for those out there right now who believe they need some extra money, I can help you with that, because right now I'm hiring some semi-part-time people to help with a particular aspect of one of my companies in regards to lead generation. It's something where, since you're not going to be on no schedule, you're not going to really have anything to be answered to, I'm not going to pay hourly. But here's the thing. Why would you accept $10 an hour for 3 hours rather than $100 for an hour? If that makes any kind of sense, and you would want to have the $100 rather than the $30, call 305-204-1826 and I'll interview a few people. 646-652-4479 is how you call into the show tonight. IMTN Worldwide Radio. The topic is all about LeBron James for the most part because of what he said and what everybody else in the world is talking about right now. He's the best player in the world. And he had to let everybody know that. He had to remind everybody. He had to make it crystal clear that he is. And again, him saying that opens up a whole can of worms going back to the Dallas Finals. Okay? And if he is the best in the world, how in the world did you lose that final? Really? Okay? So, and how are you down 3-2 now? I don't care where all this happened. At the end of the day, make JR better. Give him some better passes. Something. Where is James Jones at? You're the coach. You know, you're the best player in the world. Coach, tell Blatt to put in Martha. Put in Joe. Put in these other players. Do something. Put in Perkins. Perk could have got in there, all that jumping up and down, everybody hitting the shot. Probably icing his knees right now. 646-652-4479, calling to the show. Thanks for all that are listening all around the country and in certain places, the world, international. That's always a good thing. I don't know, y'all. Me being me, like I said, I have my opinions just like anybody else. But again, this is one of those deals where I'm from a different era to a point. You know, I'm not dirt old or anything, of course. Neither is Douglas, by the way, FYI. But we can remember how things were and what they are now. And, oh, okay, that's and I'm glad I said these things because I knew it was a point that I hadn't made yet. I've never seen the best player in the world writhing on the ground like he's been hit by something from Mordor. A Mongol blade, you know, you shall not pass. I mean, it gets to a point where the antics, shout out to Para, got to stop. And really, it's even, I'll bring up another player real quick, or another athlete, Tiger Woods, and all the cussing he likes to do on the course when he's doing bad. That's as immature as far as I'm concerned. But the stuff that LeBron James does, and like this whole video montages of it now. It's ridiculous. He flopped himself into that camera. Except when I heard about it on the radio, I was driving home, and they said that LeBron was injured and all this kind of stuff and stuff. And then I saw the replay. I was like, he did that. He did that to try to qualify flagrant. And, yes, you want to be competitive, and, yes, you want to push the envelope as much as possible to make sure that your team has the best opportunity to win. Okay, I get it. At a certain point, what if he had did that and he ran himself into the stanza right there and do a Paul George? Then what? You see what I'm saying? He's out of control as far as I'm concerned with this whole mantra of ticky-tack fouls or LeBron rules or whatever. I mean, people are going to say, oh, well, you know, Jordan in the flu game, he was all, you know, hanging on and everything, but did you watch the game? if he's really that sick, he kind of needs to kind of be holding on to Pippen so he don't fall down on the floor. But he don't just go fall down on the floor either. And he played defense the whole night too. Saw LeBron whiffing on a whole bunch of plays the other night. Seriously. Like, people are wide open. Where's LeBron? Where's the switch at? Okay? But the flopping, the animation, you know, again, best player in the world. He made the statement, I'm the best player in the world. Why are you flopping, LeBron? You see what I'm saying? Why are you doing these things that are obviously not the truth? You 300 pounds, how is D.J. Augustine knocking you over? I saw that one clip. And like I said, Jeff Gundy don't need to be doing any LeBron games because he calls them out every time. 646-652-4479. So, again, he opens up this can of worms that can't be closed. What's called the Pandora's box. Can't be closed. And like I said, it's just the context of everything. He wasn't even answering the question. He just brought that up. And, again, what's going to happen if they lose game six? What is going to happen? Like I said, it's epic. Like I told Douglas, this is the strangest or the most dynamic 10 years worth of, you know, I don't want to say incidents. Happenings is a better word. Happening, right? Ever in history. Yeah, a major NBA star player, probably a Hall of Famer, of course, probably like that. Everybody like, he's the best player, now he's probably a Hall of Famer, whatever. He's a Hall of Famer, okay? As soon as he retires, whatever the ballot is, he'll be on it, right? But, again, these cumulative stats, the championship appearances, 5 in a row, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's the best player in the world. What happened those first 7 years in Cleveland? I don't care about the talent around you. At a certain point, if you're supposed to make them better, you're supposed to make them ultimately better. You're supposed to be Voltron Force, Thundercats, GoBot, Transformers, all in one, if that's the case. And he got that one team in 2007 to the final. It was one big one, though, for me, him being the best player in the world. The second San Antonio series, there was no way they were going to win that. And I think they knew it, too. Okay? But now they're in the finals. He has Cleveland in the finals, a year or two ahead of schedule. He is there. Down 3-2, but they're there still. I don't know, y'all. I just have a sinking suspicion that he will try to leave again. And, you know, it's going to go way past jersey burning and shoe burning. You know, it's going to be interesting. What do y'all think? 646-652-4479. Again, shout out to Douglas Stokes for starting the show off tonight. And it looks like Yuri is hitting me back on Twitter, thanking me for the shout out I gave earlier. So thanks for listening. If you're in Atlanta, you're in New York, you're in Chicago, you're in the Bay Area, you're in Cleveland, feel free to call in. This is your show as well. Just because I'm an Atlanta fan doesn't mean you can't call in. It just means that you can't say anything crazy, you can't cuss, you can't be disrespectful. Exactly, because I'll call the police, and then all of a sudden the police will start. Exactly. So definitely call in, 646-652-4479. But definitely listen to the show anytime. And I will say this, because I don't say this enough. Visit the page, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, and follow the show page. So that way you always know when the show is coming on again. I always do not get a chance to hit people up on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram. See, I didn't even get to do Instagram because I was actually feeling bad today. I had some heat stroke issues. I had migraine, whole nine yards. I almost was not going to do the show. So I said, nope, cramp gate, I got to do the show. I'll never live it down if I, all of a sudden I'm not on the air when I say I'm on the air. I like to be consistent. Anyway, 646-652-4479. I was hoping to hear from my co-host, Sandra Max, tonight. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get her on tonight, but look forward to hearing her soon, hopefully. But if you have missed her, go to my page, blogtalkradio.com, IMTN Worldwide. Scroll down a couple of shows, and you'll see her introducing Sandra Maddox, and you'll get to hear her on the air for the first time. She was really excited. She was nervous, but she got through it. She did a great job, and I appreciate it. Again, to reiterate an announcement from earlier tonight, I will be coming up to Atlanta a few more times this year. I have a film project that I'm working on, as well as some others. So be looking out for that. And just overall, just be looking forward to, I guess I can kind of say it, I guess. I do plan on moving back to Atlanta this year. Don't know when, but it's going to happen. So be looking out for that. IMTN Worldwide Radio, going back to the ATL. So that'll be pretty exciting. I think I'm going to take one more break. Yes, I'm going to take a break. So if you're online, let me make sure there's no one in the chat room. Okay, nobody's in the chat room. 646-652-4479. Going to have at least 15 more minutes to go. So if you're on the air and listening, you want to go ahead and call in, do so, and we'll get you on the air. In the meantime, we're going to take a little break. And this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hello, caller. Go ahead and tell the world who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Eric. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
How you doing tonight, Eric? Thank you for calling. Did you get to hear what my topic for tonight was?
Not really. I caught it at the last minute.
Okay, no problem. LeBron James is the best player in the world. Very simple. Mm. One of the points is going back from the press conference, which is, you know, one of the highest rated conferences of all time apparently right now. And is the premise of the statement and where the statement came from, was it actually answering the question of the particular reporter, or did it seem like this was something he just wanted to say and get it off his chest type of a deal? And what does this do in regards to anything else he ever does? Because if you missed the show, my contention is that it opens up a can of worms with him making that statement that we already know, but now it's a matter of, okay, well, what happened 2007? What happened 2011? What happened last year? What's happening now when you make a statement like that? And there's been other statements he's made during this series as well in regards to him basically saying, well, we don't have enough players to make any adjustments. If Golden State makes adjustments, we don't have enough players, things of that nature. And I'm like, but you're on the same team as these guys. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, Eric, that's basically some of the talking points. What do you think, though, in regards to that particular subject matter as far as LeBron and the statement and whatnot?
Well, I feel like LeBron is a good player. But he's very arrogant when he said that. And I don't know. I'm not a LeBron fan, so I really can't talk highly about him. But I got to give respect what respect due. He's a great player, but he was kind of wrong for saying it. Because let's take it back. Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, they never say stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose. But LeBron's saying it because he's losing. So I really don't have too much to say about LeBron because I don't have no respect for him like that.
I got you. And you brought up the probably the biggest point that everybody else is saying is that we've never heard Kobe and Jordan say anything of that nature unless it were actually put into a group of saying, and this is what I said, a comparison type of deal. You know, Kobe, you know, you or Jordan, who's better? Kobe's supposed to say Kobe. You know, in that nature. If they had asked LeBron in the press conference, so LeBron, you know, everybody's been comparing your finals to everybody else's finals, who you think, if he had said it in that context, okay, cool. But he wasn't even answering. He was asked whether or not he felt less pressure or not compared to the 2017 in regards to the talent level that was on that team till now. And he answered, well, no, I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world.
Right.
So, you know, and again, I don't, you know, like I say, you probably missed the beginning of my show. I fell out my chair when he said that because it was just so just out of place, just out of this world. Like, did he really just say that? So, and again, I just think that, and this is just me because I'm not a LeBron James fan either. I believe he's going to leave Cleveland again. Now, I believe he can do it. I believe he will do it because I don't think Cleveland's
really
going to want to pay him $50 million a year.
Yeah, I really think he can. I mean, you got to look at it. Cavaliers, they didn't have their whole squad. They didn't have Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, et cetera. So basically, LeBron really was doing it by himself because JR is not consistent. Shumpert not. They just like they started playing like they was back with the New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks. It sure did look like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, and, you know, Blatt, you know, not playing Mazda off, you know, we can ticky-tack all that, you know, all day long, but at the end of the day, his points matter. Points matter in the finals. And you actually do have some players on that bench that actually can produce a little bit, and they didn't get any kind of shine. And I'm just like, every point that you can put out there when Bron is on the bench, you need to be trying to do it rather than just playing six people. It's a final against Golden State, who has like three dozen people over there. So,
right.
You know, like I said, it's just one of those deals where this is going to be talked about for a long time. This is going to be a huge summer in the NBA because of the TV deal. You know, you're going to have some hesitancy of people signing because what's going to happen next year. Again, and see, LeBron already has an advantage. He has an opt-out. 1 year. So he can leave Cleveland, sign another 1 year deal this year, and then sign in 2016 with somebody. Everybody ain't going to be able to pull that off. Some teams are going to be stuck with people, you know. So is this getting more interesting? Like I said, if Golden State ends up closing it out, I just think you just put the nail in the coffin on the Cavs because, you know, I don't think they can keep Tristan. I don't think Kevin Love is coming back, and Kyrie keeps getting hurt. This is it for them. I mean, their franchise, you know, how many jerseys of LeBron James can you burn? I don't know. I think we're about to find out. Any other talking points you want to throw out there, Eric? I do appreciate your call out there in D.C. I've been to D.C. one time. I need to go again.
Well, all I can say, I know Warriors is going to take this, and they can't stop Steph Curry. He's just so clutch when it comes down to it. So all I can say, they're going to close it out. Warriors are going to close it out. And LeBron don't have no chance being by himself to take on the Warriors. They got a whole great squad. So that's how my take about it.
All right, Eric. Well, I appreciate it, man. And definitely call in again, man. Visit the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMPN Worldwide to keep up with future shows. I have different topics coming up. Definitely appreciate your time, man.
No problem.
All right. Folks, so that was Eric from D.C., a new caller from a new part of the country. So we're definitely picking up callers from all over now. As I said, we got people from ATL, of course, Chicago, New York, Miami. I used to live in a couple of those places. And we got a lot of international listeners, because, of course, they're not going to be calling in. I'm going to figure out a way to do that, by the way. I'm working on it. Russia, got Russian contingent, Nigeria, England, Germany, Philippines, and some other places. But that's going to do it for tonight. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Again, visit the Facebook page for Innovative Enterprises Worldwide. Type that in. Look it up, 305-204-1826. Anything on the business end, you need it. Entertainment, visit www.impnworldwide.com. Of course, the show page, check it out. There's a lot of great shows on there. I've had Bob Rathbun, the Atlanta Hawks voice on Sports South, whole bunch of people, Paige Fletcher, Google her as of lately. Also, of course, visit the Instagram page, IMTM1. You can check me out there. And the Twitter page is IntellectATL. And that's going to do it for tonight. And we will see y'all game 6 tomorrow night. Go Warriors. IMTN Worldwide Radio.